Gautam Bambawale, a former Indian ambassador to China, Bhutan, and Pakistan, has stated that the recent agreement between India and China on border patrolling along the line of actual control, LAC, significantly increases the likelihood of a bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Xi Jinping during the upcoming BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. Bambawale highlighted that this agreement, especially concerning patrolling in eastern Ladakh, paves the way for a potential face-to-face discussion between the two leaders. He emphasized that the probability of such a meeting happening is very high. He also clarified that the agreement was reached solely through discussions between India and China, without any involvement from Russia. Speaking to ANI, Bambawale remarked, on the recent agreement on patrolling along the LAC, particularly in eastern Ladakh, I do not believe the Russians had any role in this. It was the result of negotiations between India and China alone. The former envoy expressed optimism, noting that the resolution of border issues could help in rebuilding the strained relationship between the two countries, which has been affected since the summer of 2020. However, he tempered expectations, stating, I think it will be a meeting to break the ice. I don't anticipate an immediate warm-up of relations, as this situation has persisted for over 4.5 years. It will take time to fully restore the relationship to its former state, but this agreement is a positive start. He went on to explain that if the two leaders do meet in Kazan, it could represent a significant step towards mending ties. Bambawale said, a meeting on the sidelines of the BRICS summit could be another step towards restoring the relationship. The patrolling agreement, according to Bambawale, also signals that China may be willing to return to the status quo of the pre-2020 era. This could lead to advancements in other areas such as trade, commerce, and investment. He noted, this agreement, coming just before the BRICS summit in Kazan, suggests that China is keen on improving relations with India and allowing progress in other sectors. However, rebuilding trust between the two nations will take time. When asked about the impact of this development on the BRICS grouping, Bambawale said the understanding between India and China would significantly strengthen the alliance, even if it doesn't necessarily mean India is moving closer to China or Russia. He explained, the cooling of tensions between India and China will strengthen the BRICS group. As India has always maintained, a peaceful border enables the rest of the relationship to move forward. According to ANI, the former envoy also remarked on the importance of restoring the status quo ante along the LAC, stating, if this agreement restores the status quo as it existed before China's military actions in eastern Ladakh in 2020, it is a very welcome development. India should be commended for taking a firm stance, and this agreement vindicates India's position after 4.5 years of a tense standoff. His remarks followed a statement by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who, in a special media briefing ahead of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Russia, confirmed that an agreement had been reached on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC. Misri had noted that the discussions between India and China, conducted at both diplomatic and military levels, had led to the resolution of several standoffs. As per ANI, Misri said, as a result of discussions over the past few weeks, an agreement has been reached on patrolling arrangements along the LAC, which is leading to disengagement and an eventual resolution of the issues that emerged in 2020. Prime Minister Modi and President Xi are both set to attend the BRICS summit in Kazan, where this agreement and the potential for a bilateral meeting could shape the next phase of India-China relations, and, with inputs from ANI and